You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 58 in Green Bay right now, 57 in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. Sunny and breezy, storms possible later today, high of 80.
Now, we've got a free ticket Friday today for your chance to win the Brewers. We'll do that later this hour. Right. So you guys make sure you got your scripts ready, and we'll give away some tickets, all right?
Fantastic. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine in the house. Talking about some important things like that when you're talking about the hydration aspects of things.
Yeah, I see Brian's, the Mountain Dew's not good in the morning. Yeah. No, probably not the best, but, you know.
Not good for your teeth either.
Life that, Brian. That we
live. But, you know.
Live your own life, Brian.
It's, I think it just comes down to it. And you guys have heard me talk about it. I went through, I do not drink enough water. My wife is, and my son are always on my case. I know I've gotten better. Trust me, you go through a kidney stone, you start drinking a lot more water. And I'm in the field. I'm an athletic trainer.
I worked in radio with a guy as he was passing a kidney stone, and I've never seen, you talk about, was he white? Oh, he's white as straight. I've never seen a person, honestly, their face turn white from the pain he was going through.
I don't wish that upon anyone. No. So, it goes back of these packets. They're great. Or you can buy, the packets are, so you can buy water, mix them up, but you can buy the product that's already mixed up. It's great. It's going to help you out. I think it's a matter of you have to figure out what you're doing, when you're doing it.
But you brought up another good point during the break, actually. Back up a little bit here, Mark. Let's talk about that where, you're going to go to practice, so you drink some water beforehand or whatever. That's almost like too late.
Yeah.
It needs to be, three, four, maybe even five hours earlier, right?
Yeah, you got to look at the temperature. Again, we talked about this because it was hitting 80s, and kids will cramp up during this time. Or you could be an adult and cramp up of, walking and it's just too warm out. Now it's going to cool off here, but we know it's summer. The biggest thing is you have to just make sure you get that hydration and you have to look ahead. It's a matter of, okay, it's going to be warm on Saturday. I'm going to do a workout or I'm going to be in the yard. Guess what? Maybe you need to start drinking water on the Thursday and hydrating yourself.
And it's okay to bring water with you. I mean, not you sports guys can't do that on the field, but I'm talking about people that jog or bike. Yeah. I mean, bring your water with you. That one guy on TV is talking about, he goes, I saw the weirdest thing. I was walking by this health club, and there's a guy that's got a bottle of water in that area where you put your Pringles.
Oh, geez. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I remember. But to bring water with you at the health club, that's not like, that's okay. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
Have it throughout your workout is what I'm saying.
Or leave it in your car.
Right.
It's like, I think some of the biggest times that you just take a couple of water bottle and put it in your car.
Right.
So afterwards,
right.
You got it.
It's there.
Eight ounces, 12 ounces.
That's just
ounces.
Funny what you said, because I remember when the Packers did their big remodel, whatever year that was. And one of the guys giving the tour, older guy, and they had the desk were built in then for the computer cords and everything. Right. And the guy was telling, that's where the sports writers will keep their coffee.
And that was the grommet for the.
And then I remember Larry McCarron told me when they did the remodel, I forget which year, they had built-in ashtrays in the locker room.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, think about cars.
Yeah.
Before my time, and I am 50, but there was cars that had ashtrays in them.
Oh, my God.
But tell me a car right now that you can find an ashtray in.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you guys old, but you guys, that was probably
not even
cars,
a question.
Right?
Yeah.
And we used them, too.
Where do you think he hit his pot? I hit a guy who was a valet. In Chicago, actually. And he said when they'd park, first thing they'd do is check the ashtray for pot, and they would steal it every single time.
Nobody's going to say anything.
Nobody's going to complain. Somebody stole my pot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, times have changed, and it's just, again, where you talked about what old school. Some people are like, you don't need water. You need water, and you definitely can use any of these. Now, John, you bring in I think that's the newer version.
My Tang?
Yeah, but it's Tang, but there's a lot of these bottles, and you
I think it's
squirt. Squirt it in, and you determine the taste that you want.
Well, not only that, but even the cost mark. I mean, yeah. I use tap water, and I'll just fill up a big jug, and then you use this, okay? So I'm probably putting in 50 cents worth of this for, you know, half a gallon. How many liters in a half a gallon, Jim?
No one knows.
So anyway, I use that. But think about that. If you bought just flavored water, otherwise it'd be like $2, $3 a piece. Yeah. So it's really cost effective, I think.
Yeah.
I really do. But you know what's funny, too, when you go back in time? Too. When we were kids... All right. Healthiest thing you could possibly drink was orange juice. Now, orange juice, they say it's basically like liquid sugar.
Yeah.
You know, the things that we were told were so great for you, or even high C was supposed to be really healthy for you.
The biggest thing is sometimes it's just flavoring.
Yeah.
Which is huge, though. You think, you know, I think I was one of those people that said, there's no flavor in water, and I probably didn't drink it as much. I've realized after going through a kidney stone, you and my doctor even told me that, said, you know what, get some flavoring. That liquid IV, I bought a box of those, and I'm down to, I think, about four or five of them at work. I only use probably half of those, half of a packet. So it's just not as lemony.
All right. Can you OD on this stuff? Can you take too much? Or is it just, so it's one at workout?
Is that, yeah. I mean, for something like that, if you were going to, or after workout, you know, I mean,
okay.
But
I'm going to get some of that. I don't have that.
You know what's funny? The opposite thing, they used to tell us orange juice was so phenomenal for you. Right. It's, you know, 90% sugar or whatever. The opposite end, what they used to tell us was terrible for us, and now you'll find in locker rooms all over the place, chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? It's going to rot out all your teeth. That's terrible for you. Drink white milk. Don't drink chocolate. Now, go into a post-workout thing. Well,
and some people will say
this. Chocolate milk.
Some people will say, does it have to be chocolate milk? No. You know, I mean, but it's a,
but that's, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like whatever you have, but chocolate milk, it's, you know, we see it after races, you know, they give you maybe 6 ounces and
the glass,
You know, I mean, it tastes very good. Yeah. Refreshing.
Not the bitter chocolate.
Nice
milk.
Cold chocolate milk.
Yeah.
So, and that it's so easy to have.
But it's a great post-workout thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And then, you know, we're growing up where that was the worst thing you could
possibly
have. The same
thing, you know, you think, I guarantee if you go to the Packers, they've got, you know, a little area where they can make up smoothies, you know.
Yeah.
Where they mix
protein shakes
and whatever's the mixture to them. You know, we may be the three of us sitting there. We may have all three different smoothies or protein shakes.
Yeah.
Because Jim may not like so-and-so in his, but I do.
Yeah.
So.
Can I tell you what's a great protein shake? Like, you won't even believe? I'll make you one. I'm gonna make you guys one. Okay. It's Tang.
Why is Jim rolling his eyes?
Because he says it every day that he never brings one. Right, Todd?
Because I don't have a blender.
I was just going to say, because you had to throw out your blender because you never cleaned it.
That's why.
It was gross.
You believe that? He admitted that. He did not clean his blender. It was so dirty, he couldn't chisel it out. He just threw the whole damn thing away. Wow.
Can I continue?
Anyway, sure.
So it's Tang, vanilla protein powder, avocados, and pistachio nuts. And you put those in a blender together. And it tastes so delicious.
That does sound kind of good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's the most healthy thing you could possibly have.
What do you have to do after there's still gym?
You clean the blender.
Wash it out.
It's nothing to do that.
Rinse it out a little bit at least,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Put it in the dishwasher.
How you doing, Mark?
So.
Good to see you.
Yeah, hey, this has been great.
This is the last time I'm going to say this word, the draft.
Yeah.
These two words. It's the last time I'm going to say it. Okay. Did you get a chance to enjoy it?
Because
that night, I give you all the credit in the world.
I didn't.
You could not move where somebody was. Mark, where's the bus? Mark, sorry. You were. Did you get a chance to sit back and enjoy?
I mean,
you were sleeping in your office
things. I did. Some people think I was, you know, I was crazy to do that. But no, honestly, it was a great experience. And I had a discussion with my leader yesterday, and it was very fun to do. It took a lot of our times, but I tell you what, I would not trade it. Your question, I really think on Saturday, I was able to, you know, I went home on Friday night and saw my mom and my wife and son. And Saturday we came up and actually really had 4 hours at the draft. And it was a fun time to go.
And it wasn't that busy Saturday morning. That's when we went.
Yeah, we went Saturday afternoon.
Oh,
But I was shocked. I looked and said, man, it's kind of quieter down here.
Right.
To find out that there was the number that came in on Saturday, I wouldn't have guessed it. Wouldn't even come close. I would have said 150,000. I just, so it was a fun activity to do. Someone, and I know people up here saying, would you do it all over again? I don't know if I could do that on an every year basis, but that's 3 days. That's a lot. To give the NFL credit wherever they go, that's a lot. But I will say, what a great event. I think this community shined to the world.
Yes. And it was successful on a lot of different levels. Obviously, police loved it. The NFL loved it. A lot of fans loved it. I just hope we take that confidence now and parlay that into more events.
Yeah.
No, you're big right. events. Like, Johnny, we're big fans of using not the Coliseum, but using the
Lambeau.
The Lambeau as, you know, Stones, Springsteen. Or
is that the number one you want, Stones?
Probably.
Well, you know, a big thing in retrospect, Todd, you know more about this, was that whole Eras tour with Taylor Swift.
Right. Yeah,
That would have been a great tie, you know, her husband to play. Or
right, and
whatever,
she was at,
geez,
she
here.
Played yeah.
That
Nashville.
That would have been huge.
And then we're bigger than Nashville. She played there, I think, in a couple, 3 nights. But that would be cool if we could do something like that. I think that would be fun, and I think, because there's nothing, if you can pull off the draft, I'm thinking you can pull off anything.
I don't think the soccer thing is that big. Do you?
No, I didn't like it.
How many did that draw? Did
I think,
you go to that?
I think you'd be shocked. No, there was the following.
I just want to say,
I know it does, but around here that would come out and watch.
Well, that big deal.
Manchester.
Yeah.
How many did they have? Do you remember?
They did pretty well, right? Was that 60,000?
Yeah, oh, they did have that many, huh?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I get it. They're going to have people that are going to travel as well. But
right.
I think that's what people are shocked of. How many people will travel for that?
For soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk about, you know, the concerts that would pull someone in. You know, I've heard that discussion. You know, I mean, the Stones. I think I saw the Stones.
Did you? Oh. I've never seen them.
You've never seen them?
No.
Saw the Stones in 89, Pouring Rain, Alpine Valley.
I'd go.
No kidding.
Yeah, Pouring Rain.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I know they played the old County Stadium one time. That's cool. Got a good text here. You can save avocado pits. I've always wondered what to do with those things. They seem like there should be something you can do with them. Save avocado pits, roast them, grind them, and then sprinkle on your food to fight cancer. Deanne, I want to know more about this, Deanne. I like that. I like that a lot. I'm going to do that.
That she could be onto something there, because like apricot pits and stuff, there's arsenic. And
there's arsenic.
Carcinogens? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, carcinogens.
Of?
I can think of that. That's going to be interesting. I didn't know that because it seems like a waste because it's, you know, it's a decent size.
It's really solid.
Right.
Well, you can also grow a tree out of it.
An avocado tree?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Plant,
the seed's
you put
come
that.
From
it's a seed. That's where.
Put some in your pasture.
Yeah.
What? I mean, your
I don't know if they grow here. Avocados, isn't that?
You can grow them inside.
That's Mexico, I know. That's the big thing.
Yeah, grow them inside, Jim.
Okay, all right.
On
oh,
your
that's
fourth
true.
Floor.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
try
okay,
that.
All right, all right, all right.
Right
okay,
in
that's
here.
A good idea.
Which
that is a good idea.
Nice lemon.
How long before you get fruit from it, do you know?
I don't know.
Or a
while.
A fruit or vegetable?
A while.
Okay.
All right, that's a good idea. I'm glad we're using those seeds.
I like it a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Listener feedback. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
I think the other text says up there, it says, John, please clean your blender.
Oh,
too late now.
Yeah.
Mark Houston, that was fun having you. Appreciate you driving. I know you got a busy morning.
Yeah, I got a busy morning. Then I'm off the rest of the day. I've got some other personal stuff, but thanks, guys.
And then tomorrow, if you want to go to that, you call me or something, or Johnny, because that Fiesta, that's a cool show for you,
awesome.
Especially for a 14-year-old kid. Yeah,
get
they'll
out
love that.
And support your local, local area.
Absolutely. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Always a pleasure, my friend. Back after this.
Rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, dear, boogie doo, did ya?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, let's do it. Time to give away some Brewers tickets with Civic Media.
Let's do it. Ticket giveaway for the Milwaukee Twins at your Milwaukee Brewers. We've got a 6:35 game tonight coming your way on WISS, but these are for our keyword.
It's the Baltimore game, right?
Yes, May 21st. It's your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets for Wednesday, May 21st, against the Baltimore Orioles.
Here's how to win?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your keyword is?
It was under your John Mino. Here's how to win. All right. Here's how to win. Our keyword is gold. G-O-L-D, gold. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use a text button to send the keyword to
You're
be
right. Say gold. That right. Yep.
Gold. Gold. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. The keyword gold to be entered into this statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is gold. Gold. Text in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win.
All right, your next chance to play is later on this morning after 11 o'clock. After 9 o'clock with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach. Once again, free ticket Friday, your chance to go see the Brewers Wednesday, May 21st, taking on Baltimore. The word is gold, G-O-L-D. You've got till 8 o'clock to do that. Right. And again, we're up against the other morning shows.
Yeah, come
yes,
on, people. Come
please,
on.
Please, please.
Come on, do it for us.
Right.
We do it for you. Right. We get up at 4 o'clock every morning. We
go to the bathroom, we go back, sleep for a couple hours, and then we show up at the show.
Exactly. At 5:55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. But we do get back up.
That's true.
So.
Right. Okay. No, cool.
That's the hard part.
How's Baltimore doing?
Not very good. I don't know. I don't follow major league other teams all that much.
But there's...
You know what?
I went
you
to their stadium, took a tour. That's like...
Beautiful. Awesome. Camp in
York. Man.
I don't follow regular seasons the way I used to. You know, when you're a kid or you're whatever.
Yeah.
But also, I'm so old, okay? I don't have the energy sometimes to get on the computer and go on all the websites. I mean, it used to be you'd get your newspaper.
Right.
And you'd read all the... I mean, we used to get... This is how far back I go at the TV or the radio or TV stations, actually. I'd get the Milwaukee Journal, the Milwaukee Sentinel, the Press Gazette, the
Chronicle.
News Chronicle, the Post Crescent, and the Oshkosh Northwestern. And the Manitowoc paper, when Manitowoc used to have a paper. We'd have, like, every day, like, 6 newspapers every day. Isn't that funny
awesome.
When you think back? And it was great. That's what I mean. But you followed sports because it's always in front of you.
Right.
Now, you got to kind of go
look
out
for it.
And
you
find
look a little
it.
Harder.
And yeah. I just don't. I should, but I just don't.
Yeah. I just like their stadium a lot. I like Baltimore. But I was just curious. I don't know. I don't follow baseball.
Heard that's a tough part of town, though.
It is. It is, but they have that...
Because they've got, like, the highest murder rate in the country right now, I think.
Yeah, it's up there. But they have the power plant, that whole area that they redid. And it is... And you go in there and just... All these different restaurants and you know, they had dueling pianos in one bar, and they've got a 60s
Speaking
bar.
Speaking
of
which...
And it is
which,
really, really, really fun.
We've got a member of the new dueling pianos coming up here today for our music series,
we
Dan
do.
Rafferty.
And that's going to be awesome. And he's going to tell us about another event he's playing at.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We got John Kramer, Kevin Osgood coming in, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, talking about getting your boats ready right now.
And
which
being safe.
You need to do.
Yep.
Orioles are 15-27. 15-27.
But that... Okay, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun when we went through there. And they haven't been good in a while, but that stadium looks brand new. I mean, I can't believe it. It's like Lambeau. They just have maintained that thing impeccably. Oh, it's great. Anyway, I don't...
But a 4-pack of tickets.
I know.
That's not bad, people. You got 34 minutes to get her done.
It sounds like the Brewers are going to win, too, right?
Well, we'll see. They can look good and then go 2 games without doing anything.
Okay.
And they can, hard team to figure out yet, but they've had so many unbelievable early injuries, and it's crazy. We also have Reggie coming on from Area 509 Anniversary Party, a great, great food. Would you be considered a food truck, Todd?
Well, so 6 years ago, he started his food truck,
right.
Caribbean Taste.
Yes.
3 years ago, they opened the actual restaurant, Area 509.
Yes.
And this year, they just kicked off another food truck called Busted Spud.
Okay. That's what I mean. So he's,
yep.
He's got the whole, all of them.
Yep. And great. It'll be a party all day long, plenty to drink and plenty of live music and all that kind of stuff.
And like, what? Okay, is it Haitian or is it, what's it considered?
Yep.
Caribbean?
Caribbean, but he's from Haiti.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, and what is it mostly? Pork type things? Beef type? I don't know.
Chicken, shrimp.
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always get the oxtails.
God.
But that if you...
Try goat.
Just the food, the drinks, they get great music. That's going to be a good event. I mean...
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's such a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about starting from scratch, starting from... Was he the one whose first one burnt down?
No. His was... He built it by hand.
He
built his first trailer by hand.
That's right.
And it happened right at COVID time.
That's right.
He shopped them, and he's like, I can do that cheaper. And he built it. And things unbelievable.
That's right.
He's
that's
done.
Right.
Yeah.
He's pretty... it was our guy down the street over at the Yats when they started. It got the fire and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. But he's doing well, huh?
They're doing well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. Like I said, you got these entrepreneurs, man, you want to give them all the credit in the world and all the encouragement in the world. Actually, there's a, you know where I want to stop? Just down the end of our block here, just open a, like a Latin food, a new one right in the corner.
Really?
Yeah, kind of kitty corner from St. Brennan's. New places that open up around downtown. I like stopping in and just kind of, you know, kicking the tire, so to speak.
No, that's a Mexican restaurant.
I think it says Latin. No, I think it's Latin. And I think there's a difference. Isn't there kind of like the difference between Creole and Cajun? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd know the difference, but.
Huh. All right, well, we'll check that out. Well, yeah. We always want
to
support
I just like
guys.
Acting I've like I'm cool there. And going to different kinds of ethnicities.
I like Latin food. I like that.
Yeah, big into that. Still got to do the Nepal one, though, too.
Oh, yeah, you got to do
that. Got to try the Nepal. That one's a definite. So, Todd, one other thing then. It only goes till 8 o'clock, not the end of our show, right?
What's that?
I just want to double check about the tickets.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Got to get on that.
So I always just thought it goes to the end of our show, but it only goes till 8 o'clock, folks. You get about a half an hour, G-O-L-D, for 4 tickets to the Brewers game coming up on the 21st against the Baltimore Orioles. 8 o'clock is the deadline. That's a great package.
Evening.
Four-pack. Right. Man, phenomenal. All right, we're going to set a quick break. We're back with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Right after this. Jackie Blue lives her life from inside of her room. Hides a smile when she's wearing a frown. Blue Jackie, you're not so down. You like your life in a freeform style. You'll take an inch, but you love a mile. There never seems to be quite enough. Floating.
It's Free Ticket Friday, and with all the details again this morning, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, you and three friends want to go see your Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Baltimore Orioles on Wednesday, May 21st? Well, here is how you can do it.
Our keyword is goal.
Jim, Jim cannot read and put on a life jacket at
the
same time.
You're right. I should have done this earlier. Sorry. All right. Our keyword is gold. G-O-L-D, gold. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword gold to be entered into this statewide contest.
One more time. The keyword is gold. G-O-L-D. Text in before 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is the deadline for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers-Orioles game on Wednesday, May 21st.
Your next chance this morning is after 9 o'clock with Matt and Air on Air.
Crapple!
What did you do? What did you do?
Spill? Coffee.
He spilled his coffee.
You guys take over. I'll come and get some stuff.
But
do the show. Do the show.
He spilled his coffee.
Am I going to get electrocuted?
You might.
We hit an unexpected wave. This happens on the water and the beverages get spilled. Everything's safe. Looks like
I don't care for this.
It's like everything's safe.
Sorry.
No more coffee in the studio.
I know.
You guys are banned.
I know.
You need to get them those sippy cups, those kid sippy cups with the handles and the. That'll be your. When's your birthday, John?
March 17th.
Why don't you be quiet?
Well, how can I be quiet when this is an excellent opportunity to terrorize you?
Oh, my God.
All right. You guys.
Yeah.
The auxiliary. Tell us. I want to talk about this. I did something on my show too about this boater safety. It's really sad because those deaths, they're so preventable.
So preventable.
I mean, it's just wear a life jacket.
Right. One of the the stats that I get people's permission with without throwing coffee at them is if you end up in the water from a boating accident, of all the people that end up in the water from a boating accident, almost 80% of those people who drown were not wearing a life jacket. So 80% of the people who drown from a boating accident were not wearing a life jacket. If you wear your life jacket, we can cut these deaths down on the water by what? 80%. Mm-hmm. So,
and life jackets, it's a law too that there's life jackets in the boat for every passenger, right?
Correct. Every passenger has to have a life jacket. If you're
under 13,
you may have to wear them all the time. If you're 12 and under.
Oh, I see. Okay.
12 and under. If you're an adult, the life jackets need to be readily accessible. And a lot of people don't understand what readily accessible means. So when we do our vessel inspections one-on-one with boaters, yeah, we explain
under the
that.
Bench.
And that means they can be under a bench,
really?
But that bench can't latch.
Oh, okay. All right.
You, I tell people to imagine it this way. If the boat is sinking and you made the decision to not have your life jacket on, you want those life jackets to float out of the boat so you have a chance of getting.
Oh, yeah.
If it's in a locked, something that latches, they're going to go down with the ship.
Yeah.
And that's going to be completely useless to you. Also, something else to do in the summer that's fun and teaches a lesson is if you go out to Longtail or wherever mm-hmm. and you're at anchor, get in the water that's just deep enough and then try and put your life jacket on. It's really, really hard to do once you're in the water. It will teach you to go ahead and put it on and wear it when you're on the boat.
So I want to put this on. We want to put these on because we're talking about doing some competitions this summer in regards to kayaking.
Okay.
Speed kayaking.
Oh.
Speed kayaking. And
it's kayaking. Just kayaking. If we can make it down the river, that would be
there's
great.
There's leisurely kayaking. This is a race. This is a legitimate race.
If you're tracking along, the coffee's been cleaned up now.
But anyway, we were talking about this the other day with kayaking people. And, you know, they can tip. I mean, it does.
I'm a kayaker, too.
Okay.
So, yep.
So you got no choice. But the thing is, okay, so these are Coast Guard approved. I mean, this is what you guys use, right?
That's what we wear.
Okay. Yep. I wanted to get one kind of like what Burt Reynolds wore in Deliverance.
Those are the thinner ones.
Yeah,
yeah. This is not the most comfortable life jacket.
That's what I mean. It seems like it would be hard to.
That's the beauty of today. I mean, this is what we have to wear when we're on patrol in the Coast Guard.
But they have a lot thinner life jackets.
So
that are
many
so
choices
much
out
that,
there. Yeah.
Okay.
Wear.
I didn't think these were that bad. I tried one on. I didn't think this was bad compared to what I had as a kid. You know, you had the big neck thing that came around and stuff. I don't think that's that bad.
We almost brought those for you to wear.
Do they still make those?
Yes, they still make those because you want that to, if you go in the water and you're unconscious, that thing around your neck rolls you around so your face is out of the water and you can continue to breathe.
Remember the movie PT-109? Remember that? And they all had those kind when they're bobbing in the water?
Yeah. They did.
I want one of those.
They weren't bright orange, but it's a different time.
So
wow.
For those of you scoring at home, it's National Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day.
And exactly.
That's why we got the gentleman here in our life jacket.
But I wanted to try it on because I didn't realize how these are really, feel real secure, put it that way.
When we go on patrol, we wear those, and then we wear a SAR vest over the top of that, which is like a netted vest that has equipment on it that we might use
okay.
in the water, and safety equipment as well.
Now, are there, if somebody's getting into boating, which I plan on doing, does the price of a life jacket matter? Because don't they have like a time limit? Like you'll stay up for like 2 hours or something, or how does that work?
There's not so much a time limit. It is a purpose that there are specific life jackets to paddling.
And
so when I do presentations for paddler groups, the kayakers, make sure, especially people who are new getting into the sport, they'll just run down to the big box, grab the first life jacket.
That's what I'm asking.
One, and they're gonna not have a good experience in a kayak because of the way that life jacket is built. Get a life jacket that's designed for a kayaker.
So I did not know that. So you just answered my question completely.
Yes. And this isn't that.
No, these are
that is
these
not
are
that.
Serious.
Right. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know if
these are I'm gonna go bob in Lake Superior for a couple of hours.
You know what? I could not wear that and roll my kayak with wearing that. It just would not. I don't know if I could go under and come back up again under.
Right.
I don't know if I could get to that tip point underneath.
Okay, what's that like when you do that? Because who do we have in here, Jim? We're talking about she even said it was.
But it's pretty cool.
We're not.
Is it?
It is.
That kayak that you have, we're taking much wider kayaks. We're not going to tip.
Okay.
So she's got different kayaks for us. She runs them out at 4 or 5 different parks.
When is this?
We're not sure yet.
But she,
we're training.
Well, here's the deal. She's got it at Lily Lake, and she's got it in Howard. She's putting up.
Yeah, we're going to do it on Lily Lake. River.
We're doing the East River.
Okay.
That's a nice place to kayak.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. But we're not going to roll them. It's not that. It's just, we want to stay dry.
We'll see about that.
We stay dry. But everybody's going to wear a life jacket, right?
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But
you asked about the drowning, and that's something else. Most of those drownings happen within a very short distance of shore.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sure you're with friends, so you know the person who drowned. I mean, that's going to be an awful.
Nobody wants that experience.
No.
So, I mean, find a life jacket that's comfortable and wear it.
And if you don't have one, you guys rent them, right?
No, we don't rent them. We don't rent them.
I don't rent them.
We don't rent them.
I thought you could get one from the Coast Guard. No?
No.
But you have to have one.
I mean, yeah. If there have been times when we've been on patrol and come across a family that might have an infant or a young child not in a life jacket and they don't have a life jacket, if we were the active duty Coast Guard, they might get their day on the water terminated and sent back with a ticket. Generally, we try to carry some extra life jackets to help people out like that.
Nice. But,
do water skiers still wear those ones that are just kind of like a waist type thing?
No, I think they wear those really cool thin ones now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because remember those years ago?
Yeah.
Water skier had those kind of life jackets?
The Deliverance life jacket.
No. It was just like a big belt type thing. Like
I don't know that they wear those anymore.
No.
Huh? No, you wear those hats he's talking about. They're like lime green and you're.
Yeah,
the
whatever.
They look
stylish.
Very cool.
They're thin. You got like three latches, buckles on the front.
Do you, let me ask you this, just rules and regulation wise, does a water skier need to have a life jacket on legally?
Ooh, I would.
So would I. Google.
But I don't know legally if they do, huh?
I would think they would.
Yeah.
Do you get a ski in the head?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to let go. You don't float. And here's the other, we don't have gills, so wear a life jacket.
I'm going to tell you something. That is the one sport, or whatever you want to call it, that I failed at. I could not, I tried like an entire day to get up in water skiing.
The one sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could not. I just couldn't do it. Yeah. Not one time. Could you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Are you talking about learning water skiing or cleaning the blender?
No. Thanks, Todd.
In fact, I think if you do get a boat, we should call it the blender. I think that's what your boat should be called.
I like that a lot. I could. That's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life was water skiing.
You got to stand up. That's you're.
I couldn't get up.
You can stand.
That's why I just get pulled around on a tube.
Oh,
yeah, that's
fun.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
God, that's hard. And some people are out there on one ski and doing whatever. And it's like,
until your friends wake you and send you shooting up.
Yeah, I know.
Flying?
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
So this is a big deal, not just for you guys, but it's the whole city. I've got this proclamation the mayor wrote. Isn't that nice?
You're giving them a proclamation?
No. They have 16 of mine.
Starting tomorrow is National Safe Boating Week.
Right.
And it's a proclamation by.
Okay.
Your mayor.
Right. So the current mayor, John, and we thought it'd be funny if the past mayor.
Current mayor, or the former mayor reads the.
Former,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
but
we
write pretty much the same. They all start with whereas. Yeah. On an average, get this, 650 people die each year in boating-related accidents in the U.S. 75% of these fatalities are caused by drowning. Isn't that something? 650 people are going to die this year.
For not wearing a life jacket.
What percentage is it? It's so preventable.
80%.
80%.
And it's so preventable. Anyway, whereas the vast majority of these accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and not by the boat, equipment, or environmental factors. Because people say, the water was rough, this and that. That's not what it is. The boat doesn't break down. It's just bad decisions by the people in the boat.
And if you make bad decisions in preparation, when things go wrong on the water, they go wrong fast.
All right. So then, Eric only writes three of these stanzas. I wrote a lot more.
You did.
But, okay.
You didn't have anything else to do.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Whereas a significant number of boaters lose their lives by drowning each year, would be alive today if they wore their life jackets. And that is so obvious, so simple, yet they don't do it.
And we have confirmed it. Water skiing requires a life jacket.
Oh, they do. It does.
That would make sense to me.
You know, I got to tell you, this young kid, I used to do all kinds of charter fishing stories, you know, going up forever. And remember this young kid that worked down there and he said the scariest thing, he said, you know, the water seemed calm. We weren't that far from shore when they were taken out. And one of the guests, you know, customers, screwing around with the big net that they had. He dropped it overboard. Okay. And this kid jumped in to get it. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm a really strong swimmer, grew up swimming. I've never experienced this on Lake Michigan. He said, within like seconds, I like couldn't see the boat. You know, those swells that seem like nothing, like it's, and he said, it's the most panicky feeling you'll ever have in your entire life.
And in addition to that, and I took several years ago when my son was in high school, we took, and I had a boat. We went out not far from Longtail and we had a great day. And then a couple of days later, a year later, living up in Sturgeon Bay, take the same friends out on a boat. And he's like, I'm going to jump in the lake. We're at anchor on Lake Michigan side. And I said, the water's a lot colder
than you'd ever think.
Put your life jacket on or at least carry this one with you off the beach. He goes, no, I'm fine. And you jump in that water at 58 degrees and you get that surprise shock. Yeah. And what happens when you hit that colder water is you go, and you breathe in. And if you're underwater,
Oh man!
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah,
that's why wearing the life jacket, especially in our colder waters here, because they never. Let's be honest. Unless you're really in the southern part of Green Bay, they never get warm. It's always dangerous.
But these 650 people everybody knows you have to have one life jacket for everyone on the boat, right? I mean, isn't that like?
I wish everybody knew that, but yes.
Yeah, there's. I mean, if they don't, though, I mean, that's what I want to get to.
Yep.
Is there a sign there that you don't take your boat in the water until you have life jackets? I mean, is there any reminders of that? Because some people get pretty excited to get on the water, too, especially the first day. It's like, oh, let's go.
I mean, that's why the best thing, no, there isn't a sign or anything to remind people. It's common sense. Or ask us to come, invite us to come do an inspection on your boat. Before we get back, another thing I want to ask you,
if there's a common denominator of that 650 people, are there common denominators, aside from not wearing a life jacket,
sure.
that come into play? Send a quick break. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you.
All right, don't forget, it's a free ticket Friday. Your chance to see the Brewers take on Baltimore on May 21st. The keyword this hour is gold, G-O-L-D. Download that Civic Media app and make sure and choose WISS or WGBW. That word, again, is gold, G-O-L-D. You've got until 8 o'clock to get that in. Another shot to win coming up this morning after 9 o'clock. Once again, it's Mino and the Mayor.
Great text that just came in. They call it a life jacket for a reason. You know, it's not called it'll help you float jacket. I mean, it's really, it can save your life.
Exactly.
And like you just said a number of times today. It's something to think about. They call it a life jacket for a reason.
That's a really good way to put it. I'm glad they did that. I'm going to be using that.
That was Gizmo.
Gizmo, thank you for that.
That is true though, right?
Right.
I mean, you look at it, it's like, this isn't, let's have fun in the water.
It's a little
keep
uncomfortable.
You right.
But it could save. It's going to save your life if something happens.
Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the 650-something...
That died, yeah.
That passed away. Did you guys, do you research, or not research, but you get kind of reports and all these kind of things, and do you see a common denominator? And obviously, we mentioned the life jackets.
Right.
But what other common denominators have you guys seen?
There's a couple that stand out every year, and every year, the Coast Guard and several other agencies do the research, look at the numbers, and they break it down, and I go through that report. It's the federal government, so it lags behind about 18 to 20 months. So you're talking about numbers from the previous year. But,
sure.
But over multiple years, it's the same thing. Right. It's the life jacket wearing. It is taking a boating safety class. Again, it's 80% of the boaters out there have never taken a class, period. Never. And then the most dangerous boat to be on, insofar as statistics go, is an open 19-foot or less with an outboard motor, open powerboat. Which, when you look at that, and we've had, why is this the most dangerous? Why is this where the most people get hurt? It's also like the entry level. You know, you're getting that fishing boat or that first boat, and it's an open boat. It's 16, 18 feet with an outboard on it. And then you add the other things on top of it. Are you wearing the life jacket?
So,
have you taken a class? And it's just a formula for something to go wrong.
So, boater safety class, I know that you offer those and people can take them, adults, kids. Kids have to take them though, right? If they're under 16, is that the deal with you guys? Anyway, so if they took the class, what would they avoid? Do they turn too sharp? I guess that's one of the reasons people
fall. I mean, it's a lot of different things depending on the boat. Turning too sharp, just not knowing what to do in certain situations, not paying attention to the weather. That's a huge thing. It's like, well, we know storms are coming in the afternoon. Let's get our time in out on the bay while we can. And then the storms come 2 hours early. And you're trying to get back in a boat that has 8 inches of freeboard, and now there's, a 12-inch waves hitting you. Well, you're taking on water the whole time you're trying to get back. And the dark, trying to navigate in the dark.
Yeah,
if you've never done that, it is completely it is a nerve-wracking experience. And even when you know the waters well, you have to pay attention and go slow. And people go way too fast in the dark and run into things. We have a lot. I mean, the islands out here in the southern part of the bay, Cat Island, and you can hit so many things when in the dark and just never see them.
Well, you even see when the water's low, you see stumps coming up from trees that had snapped off there.
Green Bay, a lot of new boaters don't realize how shallow the southern end of Green Bay is, especially on the east side. I mean, you can run into a stump, you can run into a shipwreck. It's pretty dangerous.
Except for that shipping channel, the whole thing is so shallow.
And then in the shipping channel, you got to pay attention to ships.
Big ships.
Yeah.
So, wow. And that's something that a lot of people don't do as well. They're like, well, I have the right of way. Well, there's no such thing as right of way.
Okay,
on
one
water.
Thing you didn't mention that I'm surprised at, what about alcohol? Is that a factor?
Alcohol is a huge factor.
Okay.
It is. It is. And having a sober captain, critically important. And we have a big campaign for that around the 4th of July weekend. But drinking on the water, it affects you faster because you dehydrate faster and there's constant movement and muscle motion in your body that you don't realize you're even doing. So the effect of that one or two beers or whatever is going to have twice the impact it has when you're ashore.
Wow. I didn't think about that, but you're right. Being out there like that with all the, there's a lot more movement than you think.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very accepted to drink on the water too. That's why you say it's so important to understand the effect it's going to have on you. But secondly, to have a designated captain that's not going to drink.
Can you guys give
It's not that
tests?
Hard to drive a boat.
The Coast Guard will, or the law enforcement, if they suspect you're drunk driving on the water, you will absolutely.
Really? Like
absolutely
right there, they give you a test or whatever?
Sure. Just
I'll
like
be
a,
darned.
Just like on the highway.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We gave out quite a few of those last year, didn't we?
They'll secure you and take you to shore because, you know, you can't exactly do some of those tests.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay, they do take you to shore.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're not gonna you don't have to walk the line.
That's what I was wondering.
On the boat.
Okay.
Kind of,
all right. Interesting stuff. Once again, give everybody a little heads up. This is Boating Safety Week.
Boating Safety Week, National Boating Safety Week. We're going to have vessel inspectors all over Northeast Wisconsin and the marinas and the boat ramps. Take advantage of that. Don't, like, what are they doing? We're not going to write you tickets.
No.
We're going to look at your boat, tell you what you need, and if you have everything, you're going to get a sticker, and that sticker helps that in those busy, busy summer holidays when everybody's out on the water and the Coast Guard and the DNR is looking for people to stop and do a safety inspection, you have a sticker, they're probably not going
to
stop you.
We got a favor to ask.
Kids, the guests are all going
to. We got a favor to ask.
All right.
When we have our challenge, or ever got a challenge, will you guys be there?
Well, I guess, see, these guys are busy
guys.
Well,
you know what? We should talk about that.
Yeah.
That was a resounding no.
I know.
We got to
be careful who we tie ourselves to.
Yeah. Right. You still living over there? Where are you living at, Briar? True.
Thanks for doing this, you guys. You're just down at the Coast Guard station right here. People can write that. You're at the boat launch, right? That's where you guys hang out?
Yeah, that's where. Yeah. Well, that station is abandoned. There's a new station that's a forward operating location. It's in the what's the marina name? It just flew out of my head.
South Bay Marina.
South Bay Marina.
Okay,
so we're in
close
there.
Enough.
But we're usually walking the marina, or you'll see our patrol boat on.
And thanks to South Bay for letting us use their facilities.
McDonald's, they're great. This is available in other communities, right? You can go to Oshkosh and take your boat safety
everywhere.
Thing, and Appleton. All right, cool.
That's great. Flotillas all over the country.
Yep.
I haven't heard back when I said I'd be a lighthouse guy. I haven't heard back from the Coast Guard.
You want to be a lighthouse keeper?
Yeah. Haven't heard back.
We'll keep the light on for you.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that was a really good line. That was
like
the line of the day. We'll keep
the
light on for you. Hey,
that's
he's
the funniest
funny.
Thing you've ever
he,
said.
He used to be in this business. Kevin Osgood, John Kramer, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, Boater Safety Week. Take advantage of it. Back at this trip. I said, Mama, sweet mama, don't you worry none. Even God couldn't sink this ship. Well, the whistle blew.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.